UCQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. At a convenience, you can also check in by APRS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call W2MJB or Net Control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or Net Control. I'll begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAC 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, however, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First off, in the other room, we have my wife, KN4HTB, here in Simpsonville. And we have W4FCM, Fred, at Traveler's Rest. He brings along his wife, Isla, N4IEI. We have KM4XMR, Mel, in Prosperity. K4RWO, Richard, in Greenville. K4OSH, Matt, in Alden. KO4KFS, Tommy, in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim, in Pelzer. KO4RUR, Chris in Greenville. KI4MRA, Fred in Greer. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And KA5WLL, Leroy in Taylors. That's it for the early check-ins. And looks like we have a Echolink station up, so we'll go to Echolink stations now. Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Victor, Whiskey, Alpha, Steve, and Inman. And I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a nice evening.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4VWA, Steve, and Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, Steve, and have a wonderful evening. That's it for the Echolink station, so we'll go ahead and move to the RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we begin with Alpha through Delta. So anyone out there, the first letter in their suffix with A through D, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. And Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my daughter via telephone relay, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
W2MJB. Good evening, Mark. Thanks for calling in tonight. Tell Wendy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Call the net. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler, and I'm mobile in Duncan right now. I'll be negative and negative.
K1CJW. That's Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. Rolling in Pickens, negative and negative. And a very good evening to all.
JB. Please check in. Kilo Mike 4. Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4DLH. The name here is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
To MJB. Mark, please
check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4 CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Check in November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4, DJC, Jerry, and Anderson, negative and negative.
JB. Mr. Mark, Miss Wendy, and all on the net, please check in. KI4, DOS, Gary. Also, K3, JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Wendy, and all on the net.
JB, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
W2, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That was a fantastic group of check-ins to start off the evening. First, we have KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. He brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, by phone relay. That's KM4MOQ. Thanks for checking in tonight, Rick, and bringing Lorena and Michelle with you. Next, we have our net manager, W4DJW, Dave, there in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. We have W4CTW, Tyler in Taylors, who is mobile, well, actual mobile in Duncan, not in Taylor. So thanks for checking in tonight, Tyler, while you're mobile. Next, we have K1CJW, Roland in Pickens, KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville, KN4CHY, Keith in Seneca, N4DJC, Jerry in Anderson. Our Wednesday night net controller, KI4DOS, Gary in Easley, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. And lastly, we have KB2BYQ, David in Easley. That was a great group of check-ins. We'll go back and check and see if there's any others. Anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like we just about got everybody on the first call for Alpha through Delta. And so we'll move to Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4 HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, and I'll be in and out tonight, Mark. Thanks for calling the net.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KO4 HKX, Patrick in Penrose. Thanks for checking in tonight, Patrick. Have a great evening. Any other check-ins, Echo through Hotel, please call W2MJB or net control. Says W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through Hotel. So we'll move to India through Lima. Please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. Please check in and out Kilo Golf 4, Juliet India Alpha. That is KG4, JIA. Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
MJB. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. I came in right at the end of Echo for Hotel, so I missed it. Name is Gene in Taylor's. Over.
MJB. Hello, Wendy. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. 73s to you and every station on the net. 73.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4 JKV. This is Duncan over in Asheville. No traffic, no comment this evening.
and N4 DME, Paul. Negative, and LLS on that.
You too, MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KG4JIA, Dennis in Gaffney. KK4JFO, James there in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We have W4FHJ, Gene in Taylor's. I appreciate you coming along, Gene. And I guess I was a little bit too quick on changing over to the groups, but I'm glad you came along and checked in. Next, we have KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer, and he brings along his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. Thanks for checking in tonight, Larry, and say hello to Donna for us. Next, we have KO4JKV, Duncan in Asheville, and KI4LZI, Andy, there in Table Rock. Next, I have AA4QS, Don in Tocoa, and he's also bringing along Paul, N4DME. Appreciate all of you checking in tonight, and have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like we got all of India through Lima. So we'll go ahead and move to Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing K4OIM, Walt in Inman. It's good to hear on the radio tonight, Walt. Hopefully you're not the only one on the Mike through Papa group. If that's it, we appreciate you taking the time to check in with me tonight. And have a wonderful evening. Any other check-ins, Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, this is KO4NUE. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. And Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa. Negative on the comments tonight, Mark. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4NUE, Chad in Campobello. And he brings along his great wife, Anna, KO4RYP. Thanks for taking the time tonight, Chad, and checking in with me. And have a great evening, you and Anna there tonight. Looks like that's it for Mike through Papa. So we'll go ahead and move to Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2NJB, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Tango Juliet, Quebec. Johnny and Campobello, be negative and negative. Have a good night.
2MJB. Can KO4QLG, Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec. Lima Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty. I'll be negative and negative.
JB. 8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Brevard, the name is Ed. I have no comment.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4TJQ, John in Campobello. KO4QLG, Chris in Liberty. And WD8RON, Ed in Brevard. Appreciate you checking in with me tonight, and have a great evening. With that, that looks like all for Quebec through Tango, so we'll move to Uniform through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley, negative and negative.
MJB. Tell Wendy we said hello. Please check in. Kilo, November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That's KN4, UBG, your neighbor over here in Fountain Inn. I'll be negative and negative. 73's to you and everybody on the net.
Okay.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. That's KO4 WTF. The name is Todd. I am currently mobile in Williamston, and I'll be negative and negative.
Check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Name is Tommy, located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, Unit 1 on net.
Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Kilo Tango, KO4YKT. My name is Mark, QTH Inman. I'll be negative and negative.
I got a K, and that's about it, and the rest was pretty much noise. I could tell you were talking, but that's about it. So if you can up the power or move around a little bit and recheck when I get done recognizing, please do so. I'd love to get you in the log for tonight. If not, if there's somebody out there that might be able to relay. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and recognize those who checked in. First, we have KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley. KN4UBG, my neighbor there in Fountain Inn, that's Kevin. We have KO4WTF, Todd in Williamston. And K4XB, Tommy in southern Greenville County. And KO4YKT, and that's Mark in Inman. So if that last station, if you can recheck, let me know. Hopefully you can clear up that noise a little bit by moving or upping your power.
The check-in, but I'll stand by and wait to go down in the noise, but this is Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike, KJ4WZM. Daniel, traveler's rest. I'll be negative and negative tonight, Mark, but I hope you and Miss Wendy are doing well. Tell her we said hello.
What I can't remember, but their name is Jamie and Sabrina, and they're up there in Chesney, but I can't remember the call signs anymore. J-I-4-L-C-I.
Relay on them. I didn't hear them, but I know who they are. I got their call signs if you want.
Go ahead, Daniel, with the call signs. If you can relay those, I'd like to get them in the log and recognize them.
Got KJ4UHX, Jamie and Chesney, and KJ4YLN, Sabrina and Chesney. KJ4 Uniform Hotel X-ray, and KJ4 Yankee Lima November. Back to net.
MJB Net Control, thank you KI4LCI Andy and KJ4WZM Daniel for the relay on that. I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX Jamie there in Chesney and KJ4YLN Sabrina in Chesney. I think they're thanks for bringing Sabrina along, Jamie, and you two have a great evening, and thanks for making the effort, even though you were down in the noise, and thank you, Daniel, and KI4LZI for the relays. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
One more. Yeah, I got a telephone relay for you.
4WZM, go ahead. W2MJB.
I have Kilo Juliet 4 Zulu Whiskey Alpha. That's KJ4ZWA. That is fleet. Location for him is Cookeville. He'll also be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, KJ4WZM. Back to net.
KJ4WZM Daniel, just to verify, that was Kilo Juliet 4 Zulu Whiskey Alpha Fleet in Cooperville, Tennessee.
correct on the call sign and name. Location is Cookeville. COOKEVILLE. Charlie, Oscar, Oscar, Kilo, Echo, Victor, India, Lima, Lima, Echo, Tennessee.
Great. Thank you for the relay. That is recognizing officially KJ4ZWA fleet in Cookeville, Tennessee. Thanks for that relay, Daniel. And have a great evening and appreciate the help on those. Any other check-ins, uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for uniform through Zulu, so we'll go ahead and move to the big group, the whole group, Alpha through Zulu. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control. 4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Never give up. Sail, portable, Bowling Springs, negative and negative.
JB. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZ and Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. That first check-in, I think I got your name as Daniel. I missed the location because I was didn't have my cursor on my login screen, and I was typing it in, and it wasn't going in, so I had to fiddle around to get it going. So I got KI4DTY, and I think that's Daniel, but I didn't get the location. Can you come back with your location, please?
KI4DTY, and this is Daniel, and I'm located in Taylor's.
Sorry, I'm getting myself mixed up here. This is W2MJB, not KI4DOS. This is W2MJB, net control, recognizing KI4DTY, Daniel in Taylor's. Thanks for rechecking, Daniel, and bringing your name and your location back to me. Next, we have W4NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs. And finally, KC4EZN, Harry, there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you all checking in with me this evening. Any other check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control. The W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net at this time. With my thanks for everyone that's checked in with me. All stations wishing to be secure may be so. Right now I don't have anybody registered for RagChews, so I'll go ahead and ask if anyone has comments or other check-ins. Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. I'd like to request permission to call Chad for an MUE.
Go for WWZ. Go ahead and call your station.
For NUE, this is KO4WWZ.
WWZ, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chandler.
Yeah, hey, Chad. How long should I cut this coax?
Stay on frequency after the net, bud, and we'll talk about it. How about that?
Sounds good. KO4WWZ back to net. And thank you.
Get you back to net.
Good. Appreciate you staying on. Anyone for comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
JB, this is WD8RON.
W8RON.
No check. I'm playing with a new antenna, so I want to find out just how it's doing. It's a Yagi's, and I've got it pointed kind of northeast, so I'm playing around with the orientation.
WD8RON. Right now, as far as the, I guess the registering marks on my radio, out of five, you were at three. As far as the reception, I guess, the power coming into the station. I could read you fine enough, but there was a little bit of noise in the background.
WD8RON KO4NUE. Ed, go turn your antennas. I hear a lot of bacon fry and a lot of like Mark said, a little bit of cracking and popping. So if you what you want to do as far as orientation goes, I know where the antenna is. Over.
It's a little bit to the north. So I'll move it back toward the east.
I know the antenna will do better. Let me word it that way. Over.
2 minutes and I'll go rotate it.
KO4NUE, back to net.
W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing everyone that's come in and appreciate your efforts and keeping this net going. And the net will be, I'll submit my net report electronically, and you should hear momentarily, after which I think Chad and Ed will probably continue their work with his antenna. So we'll go ahead and close out the net so that Ed and Chad can continue on with fine-tuning his antenna. So I'll break for a minute and fill in that electronic report, and you should hear it momentarily. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, thanking everyone for checking with me tonight. We'll return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night, everyone.
This is California,
WWG, ATAP,
California,
NUV,
you still in there?
Man, I'm still in here, bud. So what's going on?
I'm just wondering, how short should I make this collect?
You got 50 feet, is that correct? Over. You're on, that's 16 feet of, hang on, Jen, let me think about this for a second. Wait, over.
That antenna is 20
feet up. WZKO4NUE. Chan, I would pull all of the slack out of the coax, and I would leave me, let's see the way your room is. Oh, I'd leave me probably 5 to 7 feet excess in the room. That way, if you ever wanted to move your station around a little bit, you had some excess to do it. Over.
Copy that. And thank you. And can I get a signal report from you, please, sir?
I got a little bit of white noise. Just a little bit of white noise here at my station. But it's not as bad as it was today. So... the other thing to consider too, Chandler, is, you know, all these little green leaves are starting to pop out. So, that might be a concern too. Over.
KI4LZI, you can bet on those leaves having an effect. And on UHF, it'll affect it even more.
Don't ever talk on 70 centimeters.
Experience.
Take that into it. I really do. Thank you very much, both of you. Chad, you're putting about a 7 and an 8 on me, so you're doing pretty good. And you're full quiet and you ain't got no noise here.
Matt, I don't know. I mean, I think sometimes it's best to just kind of experiment, but let's me and you talk about cutting this coax for a second. Over.
Go ahead.
1 second, Chan. WD8RON, KO4NUE.
WD8RON, I rotated it back to about where we had it before. I'm getting 2 bars now rather than 1 bar on reception. did you get the note I sent tonight with the article about coax?
I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I did get it, and I'll take a look at it tomorrow. Over.
Help answering the question about how long the cable should be. The whole article is about how to cut it to the right length.
Perfect timing. Perfect timing. I'll take a look at it, and so that sounds much better, Ed. I do have just a little bit of white noise, but nothing like it was. Much better, over.
Rotate it a little bit more. It'll be more towards the south than we had it before.
I think, Ed, I would go southwest. But while I'm on the radio with you tonight, let's get it pinned down so you know, let's get it worked out. Over.
Southwest, that'll be through the house.
But do something a little different. You were just about full quieting last night, so I'm not sure what's happened, but you know, might need to find that sweet spot. Over.
Shoot and point it south, and we'll see what happens. It'll be about 4 or 5 minutes out.
Roger that. I'll be standing by. KO4WWZ. All right, Chandler, tell me about cutting this coax. Over.
I've got an antenna 20 feet up in the air, and I have 50 feet of coax currently connected to my radio. So I have two options in mind. I can either cut the coax, or I can try and start looking for a linear amp to connect to my radio.
So let's talk about that for a minute. So linear amps are kind of expensive, and getting rid of some extra coax is pretty cheap. So if you cut excess coax and you desolder the PO259 I put on the end of the coax initially, you're not going to have anything in it. Linear amp, I think those things about $200 maybe, unless you find a used one. You see what I'm saying? Over.
I'm thinking cutting the coax would be the more affordable route at this point. But yeah, like you said, with the leaves and stuff, that could be affecting it as well. I'm running 50 watts full power right now talking to you. Let me think just a second.
Is he in out there, Chad? KI4LZF. He's in a pretty good deep hole. And going back toward Caesar's Head, that could be affecting it some.
Yeah, roger that, Andy. He is in a little bit of a hole. But I just, you know, from what I heard today, if he could just gain a little bit of power, that would help him a lot. You know, 10-15 feet of coax, I think that would help him a little bit. Over.
I'm trying to ask someone a question on the 9-4 machine. Last night and earlier today, it's on Paris Mountain. I could hear them fine, but they couldn't hear me at all, so that's what I was saying about location, location, location. I was throwing 50 watts at it, and they never even heard me. So that's why I'm saying if he was in any kind of hole and go looking back toward Caesar's Head from where he's at, as we're saying about the topography before, whether that would hurt me, mean.
And 4DJ Caesar's Head, I'm on What kind of antennas
you
got, madam?
A diamond, let's see. It's X30 or X50. It's 6 feet. I mean, nothing special. It's one I bought, the first one I bought, over.
It's a dual band, I think. He's got the dual band, and I've got here the tri-bander. It's got 6 meters on it.
30's a good antenna, but rather than go with a half, I'd put money towards a beam or something like that. I think some type of Yagi. That'd be more efficient. And, if he's running 50 watts and getting in, then he's getting in pretty good right now. He's got a little bit of white noise on him on my side. But, power's not going to help a whole lot, but if you wanted to, double the power, put a 5 or 6 element beam up there, if he can mount it on that PVC.
You're exactly right, but I'm trying to figure out how to say this, Jerry. Chandler, are you in there? Over.
Yeah, I'm here.
KO4 WWC. Roger that. So let me put it this way. So when my grandfather got sick with cancer, and he left me a top 10 list when he died. Made me write them down on index cards. Number 3, I think, that he left on the card is costly thy habit as thy purse can afford. You understand what I'm trying to say? Over.
That's a great adage. I didn't remember that myself. Yes, sure, I understand that. They could probably build something pretty cheap if you needed to, but what's your name? Is he running 58? What kind of coax is he running?
It says RG8 on it, but there is a lot of excess, and I did pull SWR on it when I helped him put it in. And I kind of suspected when I left, he gave me we talked on the radio a little bit when I left the yard, and I could kind of hear it. It was going to be an issue, I thought, but then I said, well, it's not that bad. But then last couple of days, all of the screens been popping out. So I'm not sure what's going to happen when things get full bore. But I don't know what to say at this point. But we just have to watch it and see. Over.
Cut it out. I mean, if he doesn't need all 50 feet, just cut it down. It ain't, you can always use that spare coax just to get the connector back on there correctly. But if he's got it coiled up somewhere, it's a possibility it may be acting as a, could be acting as a choke too, but it's hard to tell. I wouldn't know without physically. Of course, you can get on there and physically test it and check it and make sure it's okay, but sometimes stuff like that, does cause a problem. I get a little bit of growing room on it, but I'd cut it back. That's by far the least expensive method to try. And of course, I know all about bad locations. I'm sure as heck in one for a lot of things. But I'm up on my second story, and I'm running a five element log that log beam inside my house here. I'm running 10 watts now, but when I get down low, when the leaves come back on trees, I gotta get up a little bit where I am now. Otherwise, I get that on the ground and get into a pretty good 5 or 10 watts. But it does make a difference. You just cut it back and say it does. It certainly ain't gonna hurt anything. I mean, he doesn't need it. If he doesn't need the coax, he doesn't need it.
One thing at KI4LZI. Chad knows what I'm talking about, I know. Somebody needs to run from his where he is back to this repeater here on a topo map and find out what kind of hills and things is in the way that kind of makes some real, real noise against the repeater. Need to do that, then it's a whole lot easier then to make adjustments that once the leaves are full bore, because when they're full bore, you're going to have the most interference you're going to have then for sure here in about 2 or 3 more months.
All right, so Chad, are you still in there, bud? This is the way I do it. These people like Jerry been doing this for, you know, a long time. They already know where to go and what to do. But I have to do things a certain way, just the way my mind works, I guess. But let's do this. So what do you think is some possible reasons for this happening to your station? What do you think? Let's go with number one. What do you think it could be causing it?
First, I would say it's collapse, and then two would be vegetation, and then three possibly some mountains or hills getting in the way up to the repeater.
Get on it. Okay, so let's go with number one. So number one was possible excess coax. That's what you said, right?
Sure.
Number one on the list, is that something that you can control over?
Sure.
If that's something that you can control or you can do something about within your budget, then I would say my mind says go and do that, and then retest. Right?
That's right.
So let's talk about that for a second. So if you cut the coax, tell me how you're going to get that PO259 back on the end of it. Over.
It would involve soldering, but I've only tried it once, and well, let's just say I couldn't do it exactly like you could. Over.
That book that I gave you, Chad, that 1989 handbook, I remember in it talked about some things in there that you might show him about how to sort of those things on there properly.
Chandler, first of all, let me say that we did 2 connectors that day. I did one while you watched, and you did the other one, and I thought you did a great job. However, there's always a caveat, right? let me defer this question to Jerry. Jerry, what's going to happen if he gets one of the jacket strands mixed up with the center conductor on the PO259 when he solders? Over.
Short.
What will a dead short do to a radio? Over.
It won't be good. And, you know, that's the problem with 259s. There's a good way to, once you've soldered, a couple dozen of them and checked them out, there's an art to it as much as anything. And, of course, you know that, Chad, since you've done it. Once you know how to do it, you know how to do it. But, you know, you can make a mistake on one and not check it before you hook that radio up, and it's going to be, the consequences might be very severe.
Like killing the finals in the radio.
I don't think I want to attempt that on my own just yet.
I think that's exactly something you need to jump on. It's something you need to learn to do. But I agree with you. Maybe not on your own. I think, you know, Jerry's right. It takes, it takes soldering a bunch of them on. This time last year, I think I was trying to solder something on the radio, and I've had a piece of graphite fell out of my mechanical pencil on the workbench. And I thought it was a piece of solder, and I was trying my best to melt it into whatever I was trying to solder, and it just would not melt. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I've learned some hard lessons with that too. So maybe best thing to do is, one thing you can do right now is, well, let me back up and ask you this. Have you buried the coax coming from the garage to the house? Over.
For the negative, not yet. Mom and I are supposed to go out and do that pretty soon, though.
That coax is right in front of a gate on gravel, right? Okay, so what is a gate for on a chain link fence?
Well, to keep stuff in and out of the backyard, and the gate's made of metal, and it's right next to the metal carport between a metal house on the ground and a bunch of rocks, so that probably could have a lot to do with it as well.
Well, what I'm getting at is, if the coax runs in front of a gate on gravel, the gate's there for a reason, and that's to handle foot traffic. So, if the coax is laying on the ground on gravel in front of a gate, that's telling me that, you know, there may be some people walking on it, right?
Correct.
Jerry, what happens to coax shielding when it gets, you know, traffic on it? Over.
Usually on the outside, that's what happens. I mean, it'll eventually separate the strands away out, or so you can put your whole inches like somebody putting a pin in your coax. What they do is RG8X is not, you know, it's not shielded as well as some of the other ones are. And I'd bury it and get away from some of the metal stuff anyway, just for no other reason to get away from some of the metal, plus protect it. That thing has got a, just got the sheath on it. It ought to be okay to bury it. Yeah, most of them are okay. So water won't permeate it at some point in time. But you walk on gravel, it's going to punch a hole in it, and that's going to be all she wrote.
That's RG8X Mini. And on top of gravel, if somebody steps on it and cuts the sheath on it or the outer jacket, and here comes the rain, right? So when the rain comes and water gets in between the shield and the center conductor, what happens, Jerry?
Dead fun.
You see what I'm saying, right? So when I helped you get the antenna up, respectfully, I'm being respectful here, okay? What did I tell you to do when I left? Over.
Bury the coax.
Did you bury the coax?
No, sir, I did not.
Have fell into a category that all hams do, and that is, hey, it's working, I'm on the air, I'll do it tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
It's come and gone. So, maybe we need to take a look at the coax now and see kind of, you know, if it's if it's damaged or something like that. But I tell you, one quick test we can do is you have a SWR meter there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
One thing we can do is you can take a look at, you know, what the SWR is on it. Do you know how to use the meter? Over.
It is, I don't really know what part of the coax that's hooked into it. It's got two different hookups on it. Excuse me, not that.
So flip it over and look on the backs. Does one say antenna and the other transmitter? Over.
Yes.
Antenna, where does that go? Over.
Into the coax. Only one problem I have with that, and I think what I can do to solve this problem is to maybe use a jumper to connect to the transmitter part.
Got two jumpers. We made two jumpers, right?
KI4LCI5D.
I'm unhooking it now.
Whoa, hang on. Slow down just for a second. Okay. You still there? Okay, all right. Now, Jerry, if you're still in there, help me navigate this just a little bit. Or we could watch a really good YouTube video. Would that be helpful? Over.
That might be a good idea.
And I think if you watched it four or five times and then give me a call, because the SWR meter is going to have to be calibrated, is there a button on it or switch that says CAL? Over.
See any switch that says CAL? I see 10 watt SWD, REF 100 watt power SWR, set in SS adjust.
As in Sierra Echo Tango, over.
The numbers is kind of foggy looking. I don't know if I could take a light to it to turn it off or not.
Let's stop right there. So tonight before you get on YouTube and watch a couple of videos on standing wave ratio or standing or SWR meter, and just watch it a couple of times. The radio's working. You're able to get out. I checked SWR on it before I left. I know about what it is. So let's watch a couple of videos, and I think this is a opportunity for you to learn one step more than where you are now and to be more in control of your station, right?
Affirmative. And also, I thought of another idea of what I could do to shorten the coax without having to cut it.
Okay, let me hear it. Over.
Alright, so you know how you kind of rolled it up at the top of the antenna to help keep it held up pretty snug and tight against the mast?
Reasons for that, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Well, I could roll it up like that underneath the house and maybe take it to the underpinning somewhere, and maybe that would help tighten up the length a little.
It better not be real damp under the house. Over time, it's liable to take and get into the coaxial cable. These solid-state finals of today can't take high SWR for long until they're dead. KI4LZI.
Well, it's damp under there. I will tell you that is a fact, because I have crawled under this house on numerous occasions, and it's always damp.